With the power of Tandem HR, you are in the fast lane on Main Street with Get Down to Business with Shalom Klein, the show for business and jobs. Now, the champion of networking, the advocate of jobs, the guru of business, your host, Shalom Klein.
And we're back. We are all about small business, jobs, and entrepreneurship and business. We talk a lot about business here. You're on with Get Down to Business, and I'm your host, Shalom Klein. Remember, you can always download podcasts from Get Down to Business on my website at shalomklein.com. And while you're there, don't forget to follow me on Twitter at Shalom Klein. It's going to be a jam-packed week of content and information you won't want to miss. It's a live show. You can call me at 312-642-5600, 312-642-5600, and live operators are standing by. I've always wanted to say that. We really do have live operators over here, but yeah, it's not that exciting. We're not on QVC. This week, actually, we've got a fantastic show lined up. In fact, it's a two-hour special of Get Down to Business. I'll be sharing a lot of content and information with you right here in the 6 o'clock hour, and we have a ton of guests and a fantastic lineup into the 7 o'clock hour as well. So don't touch that dial. Lots of entrepreneurship information, lots of small business information, lots of information relating to employment. So if you know somebody that can benefit from this valuable content, make sure you tell them tune in live every Sunday at 6 p.m. this week. 2-hour special. It's a live show, 312-642-5600. And we are powered by Tandem HR. Tandem HR is your solution center. You can find them at TandemHR.com or call 630-928-0510, 630-928-0510. And you know what? I just noticed something that actually over the past 2 years, and I can't believe it really is approaching 2 years of Get Down to Business, we have had literally hundreds of guests, and I'm just scrolling through on the website the list of a fantastic lineup of guests, both that have had valuable content. We've hosted entrepreneurs with interesting stories, and all of that is podcasted on my website at shalomklein.com. But, you know, one thing that I have noticed that all of our guests, I talk about this all the time, that everybody has is a story. So I want to talk to you briefly about the art of storytelling, as well as something else that I've learned from the guests on Get Down to Business. And it really has been a fantastic learning experience for me in hosting the show, meeting so many amazing people, many people that I've known for a long time, and giving them the opportunity to introduce themselves to you, as well as I've met some new people. People call me all the time with good ideas. Let's do a segment on X, Y, or Z. And I've met some interesting people with some interesting stories. So let me tell you something about storytelling, which I share in some of my public comments and remarks all the time. You know, there's two ways of telling somebody a lesson. I use this example all the time. But if I told you, I've been traveling a lot lately, and if I told you that that you have to be at the airport and on board an airplane 30 minutes before departure, otherwise, the gate crew have the right to refuse you entry onto a flight. That sounds pretty boring and dull, and something that you'd probably expect from the Federal Aviation Administration. You would expect to read that on a posted sign, and it's just about as exciting as the 3-1-1 rule that all liquids, gels, or aerosols have to be packed in a 3-1-1 container. And I'm so used to hearing that, and it is so dull and monotone, I stopped paying attention a long time ago. Or I could tell you a story. I could tell you about the time that I was rushing from the radio station here at AM 560, trying to race over to O'Hare International Airport, got stuck in traffic on I-90 East, ended up pulling on I-190. The toll lane was, the I-pass wasn't working properly, couldn't find a parking space in the O'Hare hourly garage, ended up rushing. The security line was long. The American Airlines changed my gate, and I'm running to the gate. I get to the gate 25 minutes before departure, and lo and behold, the gate agent tells me, it's past 30 minutes. We are starting to close the doors of the aircraft. you may not be allowed on board. Let me check with the flight attendants. And sure enough, the flight attendants decided to have some mercy on me and let me onto the aircraft. Now, you tell me what was more of an exciting story. I hope you choose the latter, because that's where I was going with the story. But the art of storytelling is what I've learned from our guests here on Get Down to Business. Tell a story about your business. Nobody wants to hear about yet another law firm, yet another accounting practice, yet another, even app developer, even though app developers are so freaking cool and it's so high tech, it's yet another app developer. How many more app developers can come onto the radio show talking about why they are different? Actually, tell me why you are different. Tell me the story of how you got started. Tell me the examples of the challenges and tribulations of getting started in business. That's why I think Steve Jobs has such an interesting story. Well, he's dead now, but he had such an interesting story is because he had the challenges of going through, frankly, flunking out of the educational system, working out of his garage, never being believed by anybody, and ultimately being such a hard guy to work with that ultimately he ended up having this amazing story of success, one that has been documented in books and, of course, documentary films. Pretty cool. So tell your story. And that's what I've heard of the successful guests on Get Down to Business, the ones that I hear get all the phone calls and get all the business in the world as a result of them coming on this weekly show every Sunday at 6 p.m. It's the people that have a story to tell. It's the people that are motivational, inspirational, people that are not just talking about their business, but actually are sharing ideas for business success. And those are the people that are making a difference. I mentioned before our good friends at Tandem HR. The nice thing about them is that they are not just your solution center for everything HR management related, but they actually tell a story, and they actually have professionals that actually tell a story to their clients. And the good news for us on Get Down to Business is that they tell their story to our listeners as well. So they started this new program, interesting information. They call it Webinars at Work. And it's a program of their Workplace Solutions company. Workplace Solutions is at WSEAP.com. And they have this Webinars at Work. So one of their Webinars at Work is about being a coach, bolstering direct reports strengths and correcting their developmental areas. I found that subject and that webinar to be completely and totally fascinating, because they have their coaches, which actually have been in the business world and actually can talk about real life employment issues, real life motivational challenges of having direct reports within the company, within the operation. And that is coming up. It's actually going to be aired on Thursday, March 24th, this week from 12 to 1 Central Time. Again, that subject is called Be a Coach. Be a Coach. I think it's a great subject. And an effective manager, what I learned, is able to go beyond simply leading a team to complete work assignments on time, working with individuals to facilitate their professional development. A good friend of mine and a great leader in his own right, Hal Lewis, the president of Spertus Institute, told me that a true leader starts to develop their own succession plan within a few years after taking their role. That means that they're not just focused on fortifying and insulating themselves to make sure that they are irreplaceable. They're actually working on their replacement plan immediately upon coming into their position, into their office. When employees are encouraged, motivated, and coached in areas of both strength and weakness, they become more productive and more valuable to the team. And so this week on the Be a Coach webinar from Tandem HR from Workplace Solutions, Thursday, March 24th, from 12 to 1 p.m., managers are going to learn how to identify quick hit opportunities to educate direct reports, build their skill set, differentiate between superstars, middle stars, and falling stars, and identify coaching conversations for each, and utilize a 7-step process to counsel employees that display potential and talent to take them to greater heights, and to utilize that same 7-step process to counsel those falling short of expectations, and most importantly, to ask the correct questions to guide a direct report's thinking. The other topic is going to be something I could learn a thing or two about, and then that's on Let's Sleep on It, Myths and Realities of a Good Night's Sleep. I heard about that webinar. Honestly, I slept through it. No, I'm kidding. But it is a great topic for professionals. You do need a little bit of rest and relaxation every night in order to be productive in the workplace. So check it out. It's all posted online, tandemhr.com. TandemHR, once again, is your solution center. Find them at tandemhr.com or call 630-928-0510. You can register for those webinars. Be a coach and a good night's sleep at tandemhr.com. Get down to business. This is also brought to you in part by Everett Wealth Solutions, a registered investment advisor and financial planning firm, a fiduciary advisor that helps you create your personal financial wealth. Call them at 708-771-7777, 708-771-7777. You're listening to a two-hour special of Get Down to Business, the show that's all about small business, jobs, and entrepreneurship. We've got a great lineup of guests in our second hour, and I've got a lot of information for you coming up, including about business ethics right after the break. You're listening to Get Down to Business. In fact, get on my website, shalomkline.com. You can download podcasts from this show, as well as all of the hundreds of guests that have been on this show over the past 2 years. Don't touch that dial. 2 hours of Get Down to Business comes back right after the break.
How can you get from here to there? We've got the answer from the North States Steel Traffic Center.
I'm Paul Bodenloss with a look at the roadways. On the inbound Edens from Lake Cook to the Junction, it's 21 minutes. Once you get on the Kennedy heading inbound, it's heavy between the Jane Addams Tollway and Canfield. Also pretty heavy between Austin and the Junction, and a little slow between the Junction and Fullerton. O'Hare to downtown is 31 minutes. From the Junction takes 14. Outbound lanes a little slow between Central and Sayre. Downtown to the Junction, 10. To O'Hare, 22. Express lanes are good. Inbound Eisenhower, Thorndale to the post office, 40 minutes. From Mannheim takes about 26. On the Stevenson heading inbound, 355 to Lakeshore Drive is 35 minutes. From the Tri-State takes about 25. The outbound lanes from Lakeshore Drive to the Tri-State, 27 to 355 takes about 37 minutes. Looking at the temperatures tonight, 33 and partly cloudy. Tomorrow, 49 and partly cloudy. Currently, it's 41. Next update in 15 minutes on AM 560, The Answer.
University of Portland has launched a Speak Up webpage that encourages students to report incidents of discomfort to its public safety department.
Chicago's Morning Answer with Dan Proft and Amy Jacobson.
You don't even have to experience it. If you observe someone else experiencing an interaction of intolerance, then you go ahead and call the university's public safety department.
I just died a little inside.
Get your kids out of these overpriced totalitarian re-education centers.
Chicago's Morning Answer. Weekday mornings starting at 5 on AM 560, The Answer.
How big is your retirement shortfall? Will your money last as long as you do? How will inflation impact your retirement? How will taxes affect your income and cash flow? These are the questions that keep millions of Americans just like you up at night. Begin your journey towards financial freedom and view their comprehensive retirement planning seminar on demand, 24 hours a day. Visit EverettWealthSolutions.com and see why so many people are calling this a life-changing experience for their retirement plans. That's EverettWealthSolutions.com.
CARES is a nonprofit social service organization who values the importance of human resource needs. CARES provides an oasis of acceptance and support to women facing unplanned pregnancy. As a nonprofit, CARES has limited resources, but by partnering with Tandem HR, they have access to so much more. If you need time to focus on running and growing your organization, call Tandem HR.
Tandem HR serves as your one-stop high-touch HR solution. Call 630-928-0510 or visit TandemHR.com.
Your gut. It's your engine, your digestive core. Keep it running smoothly with the powerful digestive support of Ultimate Flora. It's the probiotic that works hard, with 30 billion live cultures to help restore your body's good natural flora. Feel lighter, more energized, and happier with the high-potency probiotic, Ultimate Flora by Renew Life. More power to your gut. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
You appreciate the feeling of a clean, smooth shave from a quality blade. So why are you messing around with generic razors that cost $32 for an 8-pack when you can shave with Harry's high-quality German-engineered blades for half the price? Harry's will give you their starter set, complete with a razor, three of their world-famous blades, and shaving cream for just $15. And shipping is always free. We'll also give you $5 off your first order. So go to harrys.com right now and enter code 5566 at checkout. Code 5566.
Hey, welcome back. You're listening to Get Down to Business, the show that's all about small business, jobs, and entrepreneurship. Coming up at 7 o'clock, we've got a great lineup of guests. We've got Mark Densler from the Illinois Manufacturers Association. Andrew Dennison is going to talk to us about drones, believe it or not, and Linda Foreman with some last-minute tax tips. Once again, the show that's all about small business jobs and entrepreneurship. If you're interested in learning about drones, as I was, that's coming up at 7 p.m., so don't touch that dial. So I wanted to talk to you about managing your finances as you get up to tax season. Business expense management. I've heard a lot of horror stories of people that last minute, as they are getting ready to file their taxes, they are trying to gather together their receipts, trying to gather together all of the information that they need in order to file taxes. If you're hearing what I'm saying right now and you're saying, that's me, it's very, very late. Yes, it's the middle of March, and if you are not organized yet, there's a big problem for your 2015 taxes. But now is a good time to start thinking about getting ready for the upcoming year, and whether you're in business, whether something I'm telling you about right now relates to you on a personal level, you might need to organize your charitable contributions or other household expenses. Now is a good time to start creating a system. So if you're not properly tracking and managing your expenses, the costs associated with operating your business or your household, it's time to get organized. Recording and regularly reviewing those expenses helps you pinpoint unnecessary expenditures, cut costs, and better be prepared when it comes time for taxes. So it's not just about the taxes. It's also about getting organized and realizing where you're spending money and where you're making money. So I've got some tips for you. I want you to consider getting automated. There's systems like QuickBooks, and there's QuickBooks Online, which is a completely web-based platform that greatly simplifies tracking and managing expenses. Be sure to choose the same program that your accountant uses, one that is compatible, and that makes it easy for your accountant to import information directly to your tax return when it comes time for tax season. Microsoft Office also offers spreadsheet templates that you could use to track business expenses. Prepare for tax time. Be especially sure to accurately record any expenses that you plan to deduct on your business taxes, such as travel and entertainment. And by the way, those are red flags for the IRS, so you want to be careful about those. Don't go too wild. And business use of vehicles, office equipment, and supplies, association fees, and of course, charitable contributions. The IRS website, they don't do a lot good, but the IRS website, irs.gov, does have more information on deductible business expenses. And never mingle business and personal funds. Avoid using personal cash, checking accounts, or credit cards for business expenses. Even if you reimburse yourself or employees for these expenditures, when you commingle funds, it adds unnecessary complexity and can expose your business to IRS scrutiny. We've all heard about Donald Trump these days saying that he can't release his taxes because he's being audited every year. Whether that's true or not, there are many things that you might be doing that are red flags to get audited. And it's not very common that that folks like Donald Trump would get audited every year. You have to be really, really, really creative in order to do that. Watch your cash. Petty cash expenditures can create problems if not adequately tracked. Limit the use of petty cash to times when it's absolutely necessary. Create a cash account in your financial software to track your cash expenditures. And save receipts. You'll need receipts to document tax-deductible expenses in case you're ever audited. Jot down the purpose of the expense on each receipt. Save storage space and hassles by using a scanner or your smartphone to create PDFs or photos of receipts, and then you can file them digitally. And you want to be timely. Record expenses as soon as possible after they occur so you don't end up with piles of receipts. Like everything time management, which we might talk about some a little bit later in the program, it never gets any easier tomorrow. Regularly document data, and it will save you time in the long run and ensure that your financial records are always up to date. And give yourself credit. Using business credit cards streamlines expense recording, since business credit card statements typically break down your monthly, quarterly, and annual spending into categories. And with most retailers, in fact, almost every retailer now accepting credit cards for amounts as small as $5, or even some like a 7-Eleven or most of the major retailers accepting credit cards for all transactions, there's really little need to carry cash. I barely ever do so. If you're in business, you should be accepting credit cards. It will open up your business to new customers and new opportunities. I don't shop at places that don't take credit cards. When you're spending money, I would recommend use credit cards because it will help you actually stay organized. Harness technology. There are many mobile apps, applications, and cloud-based solutions that enable you to track expenses wherever you are and categorize them into the appropriate project or client. You want to look for products that integrate easily with your existing accounting software, and you want to monitor results. This is perhaps one of the most important pieces of this. Using your accounting software, you want to create weekly and monthly reports to examine your expenses and revenue, develop a monthly, quarterly, and annual budget based on past expenditures. Yes, that's right. You want to learn from your past in order to make plans for the future. Regularly monitor your expenses to see if they are in line with your budget. And you want to trim the fat if your expenses are escalating beyond your budget or you do need to improve your profit margins. You want to look at each and every expense item to figure out where you can cut back, starting with those that don't directly contribute to the bottom line. In fact, my friend Chris Everett of Everett Wealth Solutions says all the time that you want to cut back on those wealth leaks. Those wealth leaks are the things like a latte every single day that add up quickly. So while it may seem like an appropriate business expense to get a fancy coffee machine for the office or to stock up on the expensive supplies for the break room, eventually you're going to start to see in the bottom line in the if you're using QuickBooks on your monthly reporting, if that's going to be a large chunk of your expenses, then maybe you're going to need to think that maybe if it's adding up to 5 or 10% of your monthly expenses, that is just too much and you need to cut back. Chris Everett of Everett Wealth Solutions provides other tips on ways that you can cut back on those wealth leaks. And I encourage you to talk to her about ways that you can develop a plan to cut back on those wealth leaks, both personally as well as for your business. You want to call Chris Everett at 708-771-7777, 708-771-7777. Chris also is an expert on giving financial guidance to those that are sending children. In fact, I've heard some stories from her about families that have multiple children going to college at the same time, and it becomes a financial burden. But there is a way to plan for it if you think ahead. And thinking ahead means setting budgets. Thinking ahead means investing in the right places. Thinking ahead means cutting back on unnecessary expenses. She's got a lot of those tips and advice posted online at everettwealthsolutions.com, everettwealthsolutions.com. And she prides herself, Chris Everett, on being a fiduciary advisor. That means that she has more options available to the average listener. And listeners of Get Down to Business, I know Chris will give you a free consultation. You just need to call her. Call Chris Everett. Call Carol. Call Martha at Chris's office. And tell them that you heard about Everett Wealth Solutions on the Get Down to Business radio show. That their phone number is the easiest to remember. It's 708-771-7777. 708-771-7777. Or again, those tips are available as well as information on how to contact the fantastic team, the talented team at Everett Wealth Solutions on their website, everettwealthsolutions.com. It's also a good time to plug a great event that's coming up this Tuesday. Many of you, I know, are loyal Chicago sports fans. And even though the Chicago Bulls aren't as exciting as they may have used to be, at the United Center, there are, when you watch the games, you see these good-looking guys that come out onto the court, and they are cleaning the floor, and they have Mr. Floor mops, Mr. Floor cleaning supplies, and Mr. Floor t-shirts. Mr. Floor is based in Skokie, and they have a very cool showroom right on Oakton Street, and they are hosting a networking event, a free networking event for listeners of Get Down to Business this Tuesday. You don't want to miss it this Tuesday, March 22nd, in Skokie at 6 p.m. You could register for that on my website, shalomkline.com, shalomkline.com. March 22nd, 6 p.m., free networking event. Get Down to Business is powered by Tandem HR, your solution center. Find them at tandemhr.com. or give them a call, 630-928-0510. You can download podcasts from Get Down to Business on my website, shalomkline.com. While you are there, you can register for the upcoming event this Tuesday, March 22nd. And Mr. Floor, don't touch that bell. We've got a jam-packed lineup. 2 hours of Get Down to Business after the break.
University of Portland has launched a Speak Up webpage that encourages students to report incidents of discomfort to its public safety department.
Chicago's Morning Answer with Dan Proft and Amy Jacobson.
You don't even have to experience it. If you observe someone else experiencing an interaction of intolerance, then you go ahead and call the university's public safety department.
I just died a little inside.
Get your kids out of these overpriced totalitarian re-education centers.
Chicago's Morning Answer. Weekday mornings starting at 5 on AM. 560.
Fox News Radio, I'm Karen McHugh. Speaking to employees at the U.S. Embassy in Havana, Cuba, President Obama laid out some plans for his historic visit to the communist island nation.
It's a historic opportunity to engage directly with the Cuban people and to forge new agreements and commercial deals, to build new ties between our two peoples. And for me to lay out my vision for a future that's brighter than our past.
He's the first U.S. president since Calvin Coolidge to set foot in Cuba in nearly 90 years. How big a part will the Mormon vote play in Tuesday's Utah GOP caucus?
Here in Utah, the Mormon population makes up a huge percentage of the Republican electorate. So Mitt Romney's announcement that he will vote for Ted Cruz on Tuesday was big news. But Donald Trump isn't so sure, announcing he doesn't think Mormons like liars like Ted Cruz, who he accuses of campaigning in ways that are inconsistent with the conservative values his base believes in.
Fox's Peter Ducey, Fox News. We report, you decide.
Stuck in traffic? We've got the answer from the North State Steel Traffic Center.
I'm Paul Bodenloss. We'll look at the roadways. On the inbound Edens from Lake Cook to the junction, it's 21 minutes. Once you get on that Kennedy inbound, it's heavy between the Jane Addams Tollway and Canfield. Also slows between Foster and Division. O'Hare to downtown, 29 minutes from the junction, takes about 13. Outbound lanes, tap the brakes between Foster and Sayre. Downtown to the junction, 10. To O'Hare, 21. Express lanes are good. Inbound Eisenhower, Thorndale to the post office, 40 minutes. From Mannheim takes 26. The Stevenson heading outbound from Lakeshore Drive to the Tri-State 26 out to 355 takes 36 minutes. Inbound Dan Ryan, heavy between the Stevenson Expressway and the Burns Circle Interchange, 19 minutes from 95th to downtown. Tonight, 33 and partly cloudy. Tomorrow, 49 and partly cloudy. Currently, it's 41 degrees. Next update in 15 minutes on AM 560, The Answer.
For the past 100 years, R.B. Hayward Company has been a leader in the Chicagoland HVAC sheet metal industry. Hayward has installed ventilation systems in landmark Chicago buildings like the Field Museum and Northwestern University. In 2001, we made the decision to partner with Tandem HR. For the past 13 years, we have received expert assistance with our HR, payroll, and benefits functions. Outsourcing these functions to Tandem allows Hayward to focus on what we do best, serving our customers and growing our core business. If you're looking for an HR outsourcing expert, we encourage you to contact Tandem. If you need a heating, ventilating, air conditioning expert, give us a call, RB Hayward Company, at 847-671-0400 or on the web at haywardhvac.com.
Tandem HR serves as your one-stop high-touch HR solution. Call 630-928-0510 or visit tandemhr.com.
How big is your retirement shortfall? Will your money last as long as you do? How will inflation impact your retirement? How will taxes affect your income and cash flow? These are the questions that keep millions of Americans just like you up at night. Begin your journey towards financial freedom and view their comprehensive retirement planning seminar on demand 24 hours a day. Visit EverettWealthSolutions.com and see why so many people are calling this a life-changing experience for their retirement plans. That's EverettWealthSolutions.com.
I'm Pete Sikorsky, COO of Get Fresh Produce, where restaurants, grocery stores, and other food suppliers can take their pick of local, seasonal, and specialty produce. At Get Fresh Produce, our fresh thinking lets us work more efficiently and creatively so we can focus on customer needs. That's why it was an easy choice to partner with Tandem HR, who handles all aspects of our human resources.
Tandem HR serves as your one-stop high-touch HR solution. Call 630-928-0510 or visit tandemhr.com.
Imagine your life 5 years from now. Are you on the path you want to be on? It's time to take control of your future by getting a world-class education from one of the nation's top universities. Arizona State University is now offering over 100 top-tier degree programs 100% online. It's the exact same degree our on-campus students receive, but you can learn from anywhere in the country on your own schedule. For information, call 1-800-655-1614. Learn from ASU's world-renowned faculty and use ASU's global recognition to improve your visibility, professional network, and gain real-world experience you can start using today. The Wall Street Journal ranked ASU fifth in the nation for producing the best qualified graduates. Now discover how ASU Online can stand out on your resume and help separate you from the competition. We're ready to help you learn to thrive in your life, in your career, and beyond. To learn more about ASU Online degrees, call 1-800-655-1614. That's 1-800-655-1614.
Hey, welcome back. You're listening to the show that's all about small business jobs and entrepreneurship. Welcome back. You're listening to Get Down to Business. This week, we've got 2 hours for you. We're going until 8 p.m. Got a great lineup of guests. We're going to be talking with Andrew Dennison about drones, Mark Densler from the Illinois Manufacturers Association, Linda Foreman regarding some last-minute tax filing tips. But remember, running a successful small business affords business owners the opportunity to help countless people while simultaneously earning, I hope, truckloads and truckloads of money. But small business owners know that there's a lot that goes into managing a successful business. And one of the most challenging aspects of management is organizing a company's finances. So we talked before the break about how to track expenses. There's also creating invoices. Maintaining efficient financial organization can be an overwhelming and exhausting process. But I've got some more tips for you on how you can create an organizational system that works well for your business, regardless of what line of business you are in. You want to avoid over-investing in your business. Don't depend solely on business loans, credit cards, and savings to grow your business. Sometimes those are necessary, but excessive spending can lead to tons of debt and financial insecurity. And instead of increasing your spending, focus on cutting costs. Use that data that we talked about before the break to look at your expenses and take a fine-tooth comb to your expenses. Prioritize your needs and limit spending wherever you can, like an inventory, office space, and keep personal business accounts separate. I said that before, but you have to avoid mixing personal and business bank accounts. It can cause you to mismanage your business finances, and it can be a red flag. It will be a red flag for the IRS, the Internal Revenue Service. In order to better keep track of business expenses and revenue each month, open a separate checking account for your business. Receive a monthly separate statement for your business, and it allows you to more easily assess whether you're meeting financial goals and staying within your budget. And organize your financial documents weekly. Maintain accurate financial records for your business. And that is mission critical. It's crucial, especially when tax season comes around like it is right now. Regularly take one day out of the work week. Yes, one day out of the work week. Deal with some of those administrative stuff that piles up. And it gives you a chance to sort through your invoices and business bills. Make sure you're paying your bills on time. That's how you keep good relationship with your vendors. Make sure you're doing your invoicing on time. That ensures that you're getting paid on time. And make sure you're sorting through all of your details and entering them properly. Be sure to either electronically file them on your computer or organize hard copies in filing cabinets. And if you plan to electronically store your documents, consider using online accounting clouds like Outright.com. That's a good tool. Or FreshBooks. However you choose to organize your documents, what matters most is that you keep them in one place for your convenience. And you want to set financial goals. Whether you want to increase monthly sales or create a better budget for your business expense, set financial goals. It will help you focus on getting your business heading in the right direction. Focus on goals that will help your business grow, such as creating budgets for expenses to find ways to decrease costs or create plans to increase revenue. And create a routine, organize routines for handling certain financial transactions on a daily or weekly basis. And if you maintain a consistent routine, it'll be easier to keep track of your business expenses instead of letting bills pile up, generating bank fees, and causing yourself any other unnecessary stress. When there are clear deadlines for things, you can hold yourself and others accountable for meeting finance-related deadlines. And so finally, what I want to say is that by establishing an organized system for your business finances, you can actually free up more of your day to focus on your customers, to focus more on the other demanding aspects of running a successful small business. And trust me, I understand that there's so much that's tugging at you between managing your customers, managing your employees, managing all of the unrelated things that come along with starting a business. You need to make sure that those things are, that you have time for them. Managing your finances should not take over a large chunk of every day of your life, but you've got to dedicate time to, once again, making sure you are sending out invoices, collecting on payments, sending out payments to your vendors. Make sure you maintain those strong relationships. Play around with these money management techniques that I shared with you before, and you'll surely be able to create the organizational system that will help you best manage your business. There is so much out there, so many great tools that are out there. There's so many great apps that are available, and you want to take advantage of all of the technology and all the tools that are out there, from scanning your receipts to using online financial management tools like QuickBooks and FreshBooks. Those are things that aren't an option for a business owner. Those are a must. Those are mandatory. Again, it doesn't matter what line of work you're in. You need to do it. You need to have a system. It doesn't matter what system you use. Have a system that works well for you and will help you manage some of those tools. I've got a lot of additional tips, advice, and information on my website at shalomkline.com. And that's where you can download podcasts from Get Down to Business, the show that's all about small business jobs and entrepreneurship. A lot of advice for you, small business owners. Lots of great best practices for everybody. In fact, I'm going to be sharing some more best practices after the break. And I've got a great lineup of guests that will be joining me in the 7 o'clock hour to talk about tax filing. We're going to talk about drones and how they are impacting the small business community. You're listening to Get Down to Business. Get on my website, shalomkline.com. Register for this week's networking event and download podcast. Don't touch that dial. We've got a lot more for you after the break.
How can you get from here to there? We've got the answer from the North State Steel Traffic Center.
I'm Paul Bodenloss with a look at the roadways. On the inbound Edens from Lake Cook to the junction, it's 21 minutes. Once you get on the Kennedy heading inbound, it's heavy between the O'Hare Extension and Canfield, and you tap the brakes between Foster and Division. O'Hare to downtown is 30 minutes from the junction, takes 15. Inbound Eisenhower, Thorndale to the post office is 41 minutes. From Mannheim takes about 27, and on the inbound Stevenson from 355 to Lakeshore Drive is 35 minutes. From the Tri-State takes about 25. Outbound on the Stevenson from Lakeshore Drive to the Tri-State is 26 to 355 takes 36 minutes. Inbound Dan Ryan heavy between Cermak and the Burns Circle Interchange. From 95th to downtown, it's about 18 minutes. And finally, Lakeshore Drive southbound heavy between 18th Drive and Stevenson Expressway. Tonight, 33 and partly cloudy. Tomorrow, 49 and partly cloudy. Currently 41. Next update in 15 minutes on AM 560. The Answer.
Let Tandem HR be your single source solution. Tandem HR will tailor their services to address your specific business challenges. Wouldn't it be nice to have an HR expert in your office?
Hi, I'm Bruce Leon. As founder of Tandem HR, I understand the challenges of running a small to mid-sized business. Health insurance, workers' comp, 401k, human resources, and compliance issues take up so much time. How about joining Tandem's powerful network of over 10,000 employees for health insurance, including a privately pooled plan with Humana and Blue Cross? If you're concerned about hiring and recruiting the best talent or concerned how the Affordable Care Act fits into your business, then call Tandem HR.
You'll have peace of mind knowing that Tandem is one of only 26 PEOs in the country that's fully bonded. Tandem's unbundled billing shows you exactly what you're paying for. Tandem HR serves as your one-stop high-touch HR solution. Call 630-928-0510. Or visit TandemHR.com.
Are you suffering with hearing loss? Are you sick of people constantly complaining that your TV is too loud? Are you tired of asking people to speak up? Would you like to hear more clearly, but you don't want to wear a hearing aid that makes you look old? Then you need to try Listen Clear, a life-changing breakthrough precisely designed by top audio engineers to fit your ear almost invisibly. And you can adjust Listen Clear to find the perfect way to hear everything, wherever you are, and whatever you're doing. And right now, you can try Listen Clear absolutely free with free shipping. We'll even give you free batteries for life. So call now, 1-800-300-0868. Listen Clear is lightweight and completely hassle-free, and it's practically invisible. Call for your 100% free home trial with free shipping and free batteries for life. For free information, call now, 1-800-300-0868. That's 1-800-300-0868. 1-800-300-0868.
So I'm in an interesting mood right now. I got up early this morning, which I do every day. But I headed out to Starbucks, which I do almost every day, to meet with somebody this morning. And this morning, Sunday morning, I was scheduled to meet somebody at the Starbucks near my house at 7 a.m. And I was looking forward to the conversation with somebody that I was hoping to help as they established their business. But 7 o'clock passed. I was at Starbucks. In fact, I was there 10 minutes early. 10 minutes pass, 15 minutes pass, 20 minutes pass, and I'm waiting patiently. I sent a few emails asking, is everything okay? Did something come up? No response. I waited there for a full 30 minutes before I finally said, okay, I've got more to do in front of a computer. I've got some work I could be doing, and I headed home. Chances are that at some point in your life, you may have taken a time management class, read about it in books, or tried to use an electronic or paper-based day planner to organize, prioritize, and schedule your day. And so I wonder why this individual who's hoping to get into business, why they think that, why they may have messed up. They did call me to apologize later in the day. I hope they're not listening to the show right now because I don't want them to feel bad. But it actually was a learning experience for me. That somebody so professional, I actually had a huge amount of respect. I lost a little bit of respect for them, but somebody that I had a lot of respect for was so disorganized. And I guess it gave me some good content for the show today because I learned that even the most professional people do mess up. And I know that I've messed up too on scheduling, although I work very hard at this all the time. I like to be the person waiting for other people, not to be the person that other people are waiting for. So the answer is simple. Everything that you've ever learned about managing time is a complete waste of time because it doesn't work. Before you even begin to manage time, you have to learn what time is. In fact, a dictionary, I looked this up just before the show, it defines time as the point or period at which things occur. Put simply, time is when stuff happens. So there's two types of time. There's clock time and real time. And clock time, there's 60 seconds in a minute, 60 minutes in an hour, 24 hours a day, 365 days in a year. All time passes equally. When somebody turns 50, they're exactly 50 years old, no more, no less. In real time, all time is relative. Time flies or drags by depending on what you're doing. 2 hours at the Department of Motor Vehicles, the DMV here in the state of Illinois, can feel like 12 years. And yet, it seems that certain things, as you mature and as you get older, certain things years seem to pass by in seconds. So what time describes the world that you're really in? The reason time management gadgets and systems don't work is that these systems are designed to manage clock time. Clock time is irrelevant. You don't live in or even have access to clock time. You live in real time, a world in which all time flies. You're having fun or drags by when you're doing something boring. The good news is that real time is mental. It exists between your ears. You created anything you create, you can manage. So it's time to remove any self-sabotage or self-limitation you have around not having enough time or today not being the right time to start a business or manage your current business properly. I'm a firm believer that the busy only get busier. There are only three ways to spend time: thoughts, conversations, and actions. And regardless of the type of business that you own, your work will be composed of these three items. As an entrepreneur, you will frequently be interrupted or pulled in different directions. While you can't eliminate interruptions, you do get a say on how much time you'll spend on them and how much time you'll spend on the thoughts, conversations, and actions that will lead you to success. So I want you to practice a few of these techniques. Carry a schedule with you and record all of your thoughts, conversations, and activities during the week. That way you'll be able to see how much time is actually being spent producing results and how much time is being wasted on unproductive thoughts, conversations, and actions. Any activity or conversation that's important to your success should have a time assigned to it. To-do lists will get longer and longer to the point where they're unworkable. Appointment books work. Schedule appointments with yourself and create time blocks for high-priority thoughts, conversations, and actions. Schedule when they'll begin and end. Have the discipline to keep those appointments. I do this all the time. Plan to spend at least 50% of your time engaged in the thoughts, activities, and conversations that produce most of the results. Schedule time for interruptions. Plan time to be pulled away from what you're doing. Take, for instance, the concept of having office hours. Isn't office hours another way of saying planned interruptions? Take the first 30 minutes of your day to plan your day. Don't start your day until you complete your time plan. The most important time of your day is the time you schedule to create time. And take 5 minutes before every call and test to decide what results you want to attain. I talk about this a lot on Get Down to Business, the idea of making sure that every call and every meeting is productive. Take 5 minutes before each call and after each call to determine what results were achieved or what results you want to achieve. Put up a do not disturb sign when you absolutely have to get work done, and practice not answering the phone just because it's ringing and emails just because they show up. Disconnect your instant message. Don't instantly give people the attention unless it's absolutely crucial in your business to offer an immediate human response. Instead, schedule a time to answer email and return phone calls. Block out other distractions like Facebook and other forms of social media unless you use those tools to generate business. Remember that it's absolutely impossible to get everything done. Also remember that odds are good that 20% of your thoughts, conversations, and activities produce 80% of your results. Yes, that is a fact that's out there. 20% of your thoughts, conversations, and activities, aka 20% of your time, will produce 80% of your results and the sales in your business. They say that about contacts as well, that 20% of your contacts will produce 80% of the referrals. That goes without saying that you need to manage your time, make sure you're being as productive as possible. That's what we try to do with you here on Get Down to Business, provide you with the tips and advice to make sure you can be as productive as possible. I've got a lot of these tips and advice on my website at shalomkline.com. Every morning, 7:30 a.m., right here on AM 560, The Answer, I share some of those tips with you. Get on my website, shalomkline.com. Got a lot more for you after the break. More tips, advice, and information. Don't touch that dial. You're listening to Get Down to Business.
Hi there, I'm Dick Smith from the Playmaker Spotlight. Every day I speak with successful CEOs and they share many of the same issues you do. You might feel a bit isolated, perhaps lonely at the top, wishing you could get some fresh thinking and perspectives on challenges you face. Well, this is where I come in. I'm a CEO coach and award-winning chair for Vistage International, an organization of successful executives. I invite you to check out one of my peer advisory groups. Let me answer any of your questions at dick.smith@vistagechair.com.
How big is your retirement shortfall? Will your money last as long as you do? How will inflation impact your retirement? How will taxes affect your income and cash flow? These are the questions that keep millions of Americans just like you up at night. Begin your journey towards financial freedom and view their comprehensive retirement planning seminar on demand, 24 hours a day. Visit EverettWealthSolutions.com and see why so many people are calling this a life-changing experience for their retirement plans. That's EverettWealthSolutions.com.
Think you're fat? You might just be bloated. Find out by calling now for a free trial of Nubiotics, the new breakthrough that flattens bloated bellies fast. For a free trial, call 1-800-976-1220.
I used to be plagued by pot belly and constant bloating. After taking Nubiotics, my belly flattened and continues to get flatter. My sense of bloating and discomfort is gone.
If you've got a big belly, you might not be fat. You might just be bloated. Nubiotics is scientifically formulated with natural ingredients to flatten bloated bellies fast by cleansing pounds of rotting food and toxic sludge from your body. It even combats periodic heartburn and acid reflux. So just think how much better you'll look and feel. Think you might be bloated? Call now for a free trial of Nubiotics and see how much flatter it makes your belly. You might be surprised, but hurry, call now for details while these free trials last. 1-800-976-1220. That's 1-800-976-1220. 1-800-976-1220.
Get Down to Business is powered by Tandem HR, your solution center. You can find them at tandemhr.com or call 630-928-0510, 630-928-0510. That's where you can call to learn all about HR management techniques, as well as register for the upcoming webinars about being a successful coach in your business, as well as learning about getting a good night's sleep and how it can help you be productive in the workplace. I know I need to take that webinar real soon. You can find out about all of my events at shalomkline.com. And now it's time for your business tip of the week, which can be heard daily on the morning show at 7:30 a.m. right here on AM560 The Answer. The employee and employer relationship is much like that of a child's relationships with parents. Like children, employees look to their superiors for cues to help them determine what kinds of behavior might be acceptable. Of course, there's always exceptions to the rule, and some people choose to act contrary to how they've been instructed. But for the most part, the most powerful way to ensure that your employees practice good business ethics and good business practices to make sure that you are the example to follow. Some people are going to need a little bit more instruction to catch on to how important business ethics are to you. That's where code of ethics and policies and procedures and training that reflect good business ethics come into play. If you want to make your company one where employees value business ethics, it's going to take some work and careful employee screening. So I've got some tips for you to ensure that your employees are practicing good business ethics, except that during the process of instilling important values in those that work for you, you will come across some setbacks. No matter how good of an example you may be or how adamant you are of your expectations, some will disappoint you. Practices such as developing codes of ethics and codes of conduct are so important because they can help prevent ethical problems before they start. Develop set rules and expectations up front. Integrate business ethics with all applicable aspects of management when planning for any kind of business venture, including plan of how the ethics for the transaction will be handled, will be helpful. Some policies and decisions will need more ethical consideration than others, but being open with the ethical issues at hand will avoid any last-minute clouds of judgment. Every aspect of the business should have root in the question of what ethical values are preferred in the workplace and why the ethical values you believe should be prominent in the organization's culture. Allow your employees to have input in the development and implementation of good business ethics. This will give them a sense of ownership and a greater likelihood to adhere to the standards that they themselves decide on and make real-life ethics decisions in groups. When there's an ethical decision to take care of, make the problem known to your group of employees. Let them know their input is valuable and allow them to put their training and ethics to the test. When a decision is made, make that decision public. Your employees will appreciate the opportunity to receive recognition for coming to a fair decision and will be more conscious of the bias and the other implications of their decisions if they know beforehand. When an employee makes an ethical mistake or judgment, it's important to value forgiveness. An employee who has knowingly made a mistake and is open with their confession has the potential to become one of your most ethical employees. Like it or not, you're not just training your employees for good ethical behavior at work, but you're teaching them good ethical behavior for life. People make mistakes, and mistakes are often the most powerful learning tool. Support your stumbling employees and give them the opportunity to prove to themselves the next time they're presented with an ethical decision, they'll make a wiser choice. It is important management techniques to do these things. It's important management techniques to develop best practices, and that's what we try to do here on Get Down to Business. Provide the best practices in all areas, such as financial management, time management, and ethics management in the workplace. And I hope that you learned a lot this week about how to run a successful business. Hopefully some of these tips, advice, and information that we shared with you have been helpful. We've got a full hour lined up of guests and information that will provide you some more motivational, inspirational stories. I talked to you about the art of storytelling before. I encourage you to practice that in your business over the upcoming week. You'll be hearing stories from Mark Densler, Andrew Dennison, and Linda Foreman about some tips and advice that they have for you in business, as well as you'll be learning about some of the important current events taking place. You're listening to Get Down to Business, the show that's all about small business, jobs, and entrepreneurship. Don't touch that dial. We've got a lot more coming up for you after the headlines at the top of the hour. Every Sunday, 6 p.m., the show that's all about small business. Get on my website, shalomkline.com. That's where you can download podcasts from this show and every week. Don't touch that dial. We've got a lot more for you after the break.
For the past 100 years, R.B. Hayward Company has been a leader in the Chicagoland HVAC sheet metal industry. Hayward has installed ventilation systems in landmark Chicago buildings like the Field Museum and Northwestern University. In 2001, we made the decision to partner with Tandem HR. For the past 13 years,